Welcome to Podfic a Week, the podcast of fanfiction audiobooks. This week's fanfiction is a short look into the life of a young Haruta after sneaking aboard a Whitebeard ship. This is They Grow Up So Fast by Snailer B. Haruta is 10 when he sneaks aboard the Moby Dick. With his front teeth missing, it sounds more like Twen, and even with his brimming confidence, Marco isn't quite sure he agrees with the age. Pops booms with laughter after they find him and bring Haruta before his massive chair. Marco stands to the side and sighs as Haruta only smiles back, not at all fazed by the laughter or the enormous figure looming above him. When asked about why he snuck aboard, Haruta answered with a pleased, "I want to be a pirate." And that's all it takes. Marco knows immediately that Pops will be smitten with the brave child and adopt him on the spot, as he does. It's been ages since they've had anyone so young. Marco, now in his late 20s, feels very old next to the bundle of energy that Haruta radiates. He has begrudgingly been given the task of looking after the boy as he is the mother hen of the crew. It's challenging. Haruta is slippery and seems to have the ability to phase through walls, or at least that's how it feels. The moment anyone looks away, he's likely to be gone by the time they look back. This is why, Marco privately assumes, the crew passes Haruta to him half the time. He's one of the few who can keep track of him. Not that Marco is hopeful for his chances. Haruta is quick on the uptake, and the gleam in his eyes tells Marco he shouldn't count on being able to keep such a short leash on him forever. Izo could always keep track of him, but after one babysitting session, they had shown up in Marco's office with Izo firmly holding Haruta by the hand, hair falling out of his usually immaculate updo and kimono covered in still wet paint. He'd primly handed Haruta over to him, radiating a murderous aura so strong Marco could have sworn he saw his potted plant wilt under the glare. "I will no longer be taking care of him," Izo had said firmly but calmly before turning sharply and sweeping out of his office. Marco shared a look with Haruta, who simply smiled back at him. That was funny, huh? So it mostly falls on Marco. It isn't all bad. Haruta's a good kid. He's just prone to pranks, which leaves the rest of the crew less than pleased whenever someone falls for one of his traps. Sitting in the library, attempting to get his attention for more than a few minutes at a time, Marco tries very hard not to pull out the rest of his hair. Haruta's reading and writing skills are not great, to put it in the kindest way possible. It doesn't surprise Marco. Being an orphan is tough. When pressed, Haruta is vague about his past, but Marco has gathered that he grew up, at least for a while, in an institution or orphanage. Seeing the way Haruta bounces in his seat and how Marco has to keep gently redirecting his attention back to their worksheets, he can assume how his schooling went. Haruta is a bright kid. Brilliant in a lot of ways, but obviously a handful. Not the type of child who gets a lot of one-on-one in a system that is overworked and overtired. Still, when they switch over to math, it's a relief for them both. Haruta knows numbers and understands the concepts lightning quick. Marco ruffles his brown hair after he finishes a page. "You did a great job, Yoi," he says calmly, and Haruta preens under the compliment. Easy to tell by the way he puffs up and looks so proud. "You just got to apply the same mentality to your reading and writing skills, and you'll be the top of your class." Immediately, Haruta deflates. "I'm already at the top of my class," he whines. "It's just because you're the only one so far," Marco corrects. "That could change at any moment. Look how fast Pops adopted you. You always need to try your best." Haruta pouts and looks down at the papers spilled in front of him. "Why does it matter? I want to be a pirate." The pirate has a slight lisp, as it generally does. Marco hums. "Let's go to my office, Yoi," he announces, standing and beginning to gather up paperwork. Haruta eagerly helps, not at all fazed by the sudden change of plans. After tucking everything away, Marco allows Haruta to pull him by the hand down the hall and towards the medical where his office lies. Shipmates grin and shoot a wave at Haruta as they pass. Once they arrive, Marco grabs a stool that is already in the corner and sets it up next to his chair. "All right, sit down." "Ah, what we doing? I thought we were going to do cool doctor things." "I can give you a shot if you want," Marco replies mildly. Haruta makes a disgusted face as he scrambles onto the stool. After they both settle down, he pulls the stool closer. "Let's go over what I do. You're a doctor." "Doctor." Haruta, recognizing his tone, dully repeats it back. Doc-to, breaking down the words so he doesn't slur it. Good. Now you know what it looks like when I do my rounds, but let's say I had a mission. Ooh, Haruta braces his hands on Marco's forearm, wiggling urgently. You gonna go on a mission? No. Yes, let's make one up, shall we? Haruta yells his excitement directly into Marco's face, making him wince. But he doesn't reprimand him for it. Instead, he listens idly as Haruta spins out another long-winded, action-packed adventure story featuring Marco defeating all the goons in a village. Once or twice, he breaks in with a question or clarification or to help direct Haruta towards an ending. Marco pursed his lips at certain parts, wondering how much was simply fantasy and how much Haruta was taking from real-life experiences, but he doesn't ask. All pirates have a past, and most don't like to dwell on it. Finally, Marco had saved the village, and Haruta winds down, pleased with his epic adventure. Marco nods once before digging into a drawer. All right, then. Let's make a mission report, Yoi.
A what?
A mission report, he repeats. Let's go through it. Slowly, painfully, Marco explains each section and fills it out with what Haruta has come up with. He's aware of how close they're coming to lunchtime. Haruta's beginning to get restless and impatient, but Marco presses on. If they don't finish this now, Haruta will lose the thread of the mission he's come up with, and it would become a disaster to try and pick it up later. Finally, they get to the end, Haruta looking more and more put out.
Why's we gotta do this?
He complains as Marco crisply knocks the pages against the tabletop to get them aligned before standing. Immediately, Haruta bolts from his stool, likely thinking they were heading to the galley. As they leave his office behind, Marco explains.
The ship's huge, right? How do we know what shipmates are here and which are away on missions? How do we know what happens on missions, Yoi?
Haruta scowls.
Easy. They ain't here, and when they get back, they tell you, duh.
Now, Marco holds up a finger, aware of the teacher image he's portraying, but he can't help it. What if they're gone not because of a mission, but because they're on leave? Or maybe they jumped ship. Maybe they've turned traitor and are leaving the crew behind. Haruta's gasp doesn't interrupt him as he goes on.
It's important to know. What if someone attacked them on a mission with a devil fruit, and we run into that user again? Knowing their abilities beforehand is helpful to know.
Like if you want to get revenge!
Haruta crows with excitement, punching at the air with a fist.
Sure, but it's more about protecting our nakama. Being prepared for the worst is the first step to keeping your family safe, Yoi.
Marco takes an unexpected turn and Haruta swerves, his small legs almost running to keep up with Marco's long strides.
This is our communications room, Marco explains as he throws open the doors.
Haruta squeezes in behind him before taking a look around, eyes wide in amazement. It's a mess. Filing cabinets overflowing with paperwork, every desk littered with papers and ink stains. His eyebrow twitches with annoyance. Marco hates coming into this division. It gives him hives with how messy it is. Still, after one ill-fated attempt at organization, the first division commander and the communications division came to an uneasy truce. Marco doesn't step foot in their office, and they do not lose any important paperwork. It's worked so far, all things considered.
Hey, Marco.
Someone squeaks, smile uneasy as they hover nearby.
What can I help you with?
Just showing Haruta the process, Yoi. Marco remarks casually before handing him the false mission report. Someone notices Marco and runs into a precariously balanced stack of manila folders stuffed with more papers, causing the entire thing to fall onto the floor, instantly coating it in a mess. He sighs. I'm going to grab Haruta some lunch. Explain to him, he waved his hands around the room, however it is you do this.
Sure thing.
The man agrees, and Marco grunts once before leaving. When he returns, Marco fully expects to be told that Haruta took off. It's what usually happens every time he's left with someone else. So opening the door and seeing Haruta set up on a chair, several books stacked on top so he's tall enough for the table, messily trying to write something, with several men crowded around, he's more than a little shocked. Pulling up short, the division leader spots him and rushes to his side.
What's going on?
Marco asks, holding a small wrapped lunchbox for himself and Haruta.
Kid's a genius,
the man answers, voice awed.
You went over the mission report form with him just once, yeah?
Marco nods as the man lets out an impressed whistle.
Haruta's already memorized it. After we explained how we organized everything, he immediately started asking why we didn't do it in a different way. At first, we kind of scoffed, you know, what's a kid know about organization, but man, the systems he's talking about putting in place would help a lot.
Marco's brow raises. What about the system I tried to implement, Yoi? He asks, just a tad offended. His suggestion didn't get this much attention. The division commander shrugs, a rueful smile on his lips.
It was too time-consuming, and it wouldn't have worked if we needed information fast. Sometimes someone calls us on a mission, right? We gotta react right then and there with whatever they're asking for. Somehow, Haruta just understood it like that. It's amazing. Can we keep him?
In the division?
Yeah.
Marco blinks, feeling suddenly off-kilter, as if a rug's been ripped out from under him.
I suppose that's fine if Haruta agrees.
Great!
Marco gets a thump on the back and the lunchbox is snatched from his hands.
We'll make sure he eats. Thanks so much, Commander.
And without so much as a by your leave, Marco is ushered out of the door before getting it slammed in his face. He blinks once more at the wood before shoving his hands into his pockets. He wanders and ends up in Pop's chair.
Something got you down, son?
Pops asks immediately while taking a chug from his drink, instantly catching on to Marco's strange mood.
I think I just got ousted as Haruta's parental figure,
Marco says, mind still reeling from the sudden shift. Pop stares at him before throwing his head back in a loud burst of laughter. Marco's mouth twists with a scowl. I don't think it's that funny, he says petulantly. Pops leans over to ruffle Marco's hair, ignoring the annoyed swat he gets in return.
Kids growing up is always a painful realization, especially for mother hens. Pop says sagely, a knowing grin splitting his face.
Marco rolls his eyes at the jab.
It feels like I got robbed of my child, like I was doing all the work of babysitting and doing the school stuff.
Marco gets louder as he begins to pace in front of Pop's chair.
But now that he's useful, they're taking him off my hands? That's kind of bullshit, don't you think?
Pops chuckled.
Kids grow up. It's the first time you've been in a parental role. You were always too young before this. It's fine, son. He'll come back to spend time with you eventually.
He winked at Marco.
Just give it some time, eh? Kids like attention and shiny new things. I'm sure they'll give you some parental rights once they figure out how difficult it is to teach him.
Marco humphed, holding his arms. They better. And if, several hours after dinner time, Pop saw Marco carrying Haruta, his arms and legs wrapped around his body, fast asleep and drooling on his shoulder, well, he was kind enough not to mention it. The end. Author's note. I have a headcanon that Haruta runs the communications division. I love the idea of Haruta being kind of their undercover fighter, able to get information and use it against their enemies. And the idea that the way that Haruta's mind works, he can take a form of information in a room of papers and instantly think about a way to make that information flow more smoothly. This headcanon is kind of why I went longer in this fic than originally planned, even though I couldn't really say it straight out. Thanks so much for listening. This has been They Grow Up So Fast by Snailer B. If you're interested in your own podfic, head on over to zipcodeman.name/submit. to submit your fic. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you back here next week for the next Podfic a Week.